If you're just tuning in, this is the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Lorna Bryant. Joining me in the studio today are Charmaine Lawson, Keisha Weaver, and via phone, Amira Acuna. Charmaine is the mother of Humboldt State student David Josiah Lawson. He was murdered here in Arcata on April 15th. They're here to join me just to talk a little bit more about who David Josiah Lawson was. Welcome to you all.
Thank you
for having us.
Hello.
So, Charmaine, this is your second time here on the KHSU magazine. The first time was just in the days following David's death, and we got to know a little bit about who DJ, as you call him, who he was. Let's talk a little bit more about your son, David Josiah Lawson. What would you like our listeners to know?
And not because I'm his mother, but DJ was simply amazing. He was a great kid, respectful, caring, kind, just generous. He was just a great kid, filled with ambition. He was very ambitious. He worked extremely hard to, you know, accomplish the goals that he wanted for himself. But he was just an amazing kid, a great son, a great big brother, a great grandson, nephew, cousin, just all around, just a great kid.
And Amira, tell me what you remember of your nephew, DJ.
Oh, I remember a lot of things. I mean, I've been having DJ since he was a baby. Changed his diapers, everything. My most memorable one, of course, is the last time I spent with DJ. I took him to Vegas for his graduation present. I wanted to take him, you know, give him a gift. And I asked him if he wanted to bring any of his friends, and he told me he just wanted to hang out with his auntie. And we had a tremendous time. We went on every ride at Vegas. We talked about school. He talked about what he wanted to be. He promised me he was going to buy the sports car after he finished college. And he just that last time was amazing because I got to spin it with him, and we got to smile and laugh with each other. And
you're
just an amazing kid.
You're in Florida, correct?
Correct.
So you didn't get a chance to see him on a regular basis because of the time, because of the distance. But it sounds like that was a pretty remarkable time that you had for his graduation present.
Yeah, and he was actually supposed to come to Florida next year. Him and his girlfriend, they wanted to go to Disney World, and we were supposed to go and do that. And he also wanted to go to Jamaica, so his plan was to stop here before he goes to Jamaica. And so, yeah, we had plans to be able to hang out again.
I see. Cousin Keisha here in the studio with me. Tell me about your cousin, DJ.
Wow, I can go on and on. But one of my favorite memories, I don't even think I've ever told Charmaine this. For Mother's Day one year, he made the breakfast, and he called me, and he says, stay on the phone with my mom so she wouldn't come downstairs. And while I was talking to her, he brought it up. And she was like, I have to go. The kids made me breakfast. I don't think I was supposed to tell her later on, but I don't think I've ever told her. He got up and he made her breakfast and waked me up at the crack of dawn to tell him to call my mom and stay on the phone with her. We're going to make her breakfast. And I just thought that was amazing. I have two kids and they've never made me breakfast. And for him to get up and do that on his own, that's amazing. And that's all as a testament of the mom that he had. She raised him to be this perfect gentleman, and it's all because of her that he is the way he is, not because of anybody else, but because of her. We all played a role, but not as strong as she did.
Well, you have two other children, Charmaine. What are their names?
Anthony and Chloe.
And Anthony, if I remember correctly, just graduated from high school and is off to college himself, right?
Yes, Anthony will be attending the University of Arizona. I take him on August the 17th. He'll be a freshman, and he's looking forward to attending college. And, you know, he was so proud of his brother, you know. They talked about college life and dorms, just what big brothers talk about, and the encouragement that DJ gave Anthony, and just DJ being a role model to Anthony and Chloe, because he was the first one to head off to college, and they saw how hard he worked to, you know, accomplish his dreams. So, Anthony will be heading off to college.
So how are Anthony and Chloe coping with the loss of their brother?
It's difficult for us. It's difficult for us. It's more difficult for them, because mm-hmm. that was big brother. And things that they typically wouldn't share with me at times, you know, as siblings, they have that sibling bond that they shared, and not being able to call him and hear his voice, it's really difficult for them, but it's difficult for all of us. And my sister, Amira, she moved to Florida, I want to say maybe 7-8 years ago. So yeah, she's always been here in California, and she has played a tremendous role in DJ, well, all three of their lives, with helping, just helping me, just being there for me, and also Keisha. So it's difficult for everyone.
You know, that's one thing that I notice about your family is the family support. You all just drove up from Southern California yesterday. Mm-hmm. You finished the rest of the trek here to Arcata this morning, but it's not just you and Keisha. You have two cousins with you here as well. There is great family support, it looks like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I remember after you left the studio the afternoon where you talked to us on the air, there was a memorial service for Josiah here on campus. And he was the president of Brothers United, and that was a service organization based here at Humboldt State. And one thing I remember from that event was the men of Brothers United made a promise that they would see Anthony off to college. And I know there were students from Humboldt State that were present for Anthony's graduation, and they were standing in the gap for DJ to support your son. Tell me a little bit about that.
They did. I live about an hour and a half away from Los Angeles, and four brothers attended Anthony's graduation. Alex Foster, he drove down. Elijah was already in Southern California. Sherrod attended. KT was going to. He came later on. But yeah, they attended Anthony's graduation. And, you know, just being there for Anthony and, like you said, standing in the gap for their brother who's not here, they were very supportive, as has always been supported throughout, you know, since what happened to DJ on the 15th. They stay in touch with me. They check in on Anthony and Chloe. So, yes, they have definitely been supportive. Khalil, yes, were there.
And they intend to go to Arizona to escort their new little brother to school as well?
That is the plan. Elijah, he went with us to orientation. Okay. So he attended orientation with us. I'm not sure if they'll be able to attend, to accompany me and Anthony, because they have to return back to school. So it's still we're still talking about who will be traveling with me. And if not, I know that they'll be there in spirit, and I know they want to be there, but they also have to return to, you know, come back to school.
So I'm going to turn to Amira, who is joining us via phone from Florida. Are you the sister who is the bit of the prankster?
Who, me?
I heard a story about DJ pulling a prank on someone, and he waited hours to pull this prank off. Why don't you tell me a little, if it's not you, Amira, Charmaine, if you could share a little bit about that story.
It's my sister, Greg, Ona.
Oh, okay. I don't think it was
DJ liked to scare people.
Okay.
And so if grandma comes over, whoever come over, he'll, you know, come down the stairs and he kind of jump out from a corner. And he scared her so badly that she was going to get him back. So she went underneath his bed, slept there for hours and scared him around 2 o'clock in the morning. And yes, she sure did.
So your other sister.
My other sister. She lives in Philadelphia.
Fully committed to a prank. If you're going to stay under a bed, under a teenager's bed, mm-hmm. that could be dangerous territory.
Remind you, DJ plays football. He runs track. So the tennis shoes, you know, sometimes the sneakers, and they're not very.
They're not very smell-friendly.
Odiferous, I think, is the word. Yes. So she was fully committed to that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you mentioned he was an athlete, but he wasn't just an athlete. He was a scholar athlete. Tell me about his achievements as a scholar.
Throughout high school, DJ received a lot of awards as far as academic awards. Academic awards while playing sports, which sometimes can be a lot for a student. You have a full schedule, also you're playing sport to maintain that GPA, but he knew he wanted to go to college, and in order for him to do that, he would have to maintain his grades, and he wanted to apply for as many scholarships that he could, and he knew in order for him to apply for these scholarships, there are certain criterias, and he did. He applied for several scholarships. There was times where there were up to 100 recipients. They were only choosing two, and DJ was one of those recipients. So, yeah, he worked extremely hard.
There is one scholarship in particular where you recorded the acceptance speech that DJ presented mm-hmm. at that banquet. And I did not know DJ personally. So I never got a chance to be pranked by him, to know his spirit, or hear his voice. And I want to give the listener the opportunity to hear Josiah in his voice and hear his spirit and his essence through this award ceremony. So I'm going to turn off our mics for just a moment so it will be audible. And let's hear DJ in his own voice.
Thank you, Lauren.
My name is David Lawson, and I will be attending Humboldt State University in the fall. I go to Rancho Verde High School, and I'll be majoring in criminal justice to become a lawyer, then probably enter politics. The word man has been thrown around quite often in today's society. People commonly use the word to show age, strength, or size, when in all actuality, it's much more. Society puts on a scientific age limit for becoming a man. They claim that just because it's your 18th birthday and you're legal, you have the ability to call yourself a man. We all have different abilities, thought processes, experiences, and genes. So how can we all become a man at 18? You're not a man because how strong you are. You're not a man because you're the best athlete in your school or have the flashiest clothes. Being a man of the 21st century is about the character of your heart. Being a man is so much more emotional than it is physical. To be a man, you have to stand up for what you believe in. You have to show love and compassion for others. It's a man who is honest and dependable. It's a man who has a man of his word. It's the man who takes care of the people around him and not just himself. To be a man is to be responsible. It is to feel shame at the sight of what seems to be unmerited misery. It is to take pride in victories of one's comrades. It is the fuel when setting one stone that one is contributing to the building of the world. Being a man in the 21st century isn't about the quantity of one's life, but the quality of how you treat others in your life. Thank you.
Those words were from David Josiah Lawson when he accepted a scholarship for being a great man. Charmaine, how old was Josiah when he presented that speech? He was still in high school, I guess.
He had graduated.
Okay.
He was 18. His birthday is May. That scholarship was mid-June.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of men can learn just from those words about it doesn't have to do with a number, but the character. And, man.
And that's what he said. He said, you have to be a man of your word and your character. You have to show good character. My son was born in Barstow. He lived on the Marine Logistics Base. His father served 19 years in the military. He spent a year in Germany with his dad and Anthony. You know, he moved back to and he also lived in Texas, Fort Hood, with his father for 2 years, moved back to Southern California, where we live in the Inland Empire. And so my son was able to be around men that were men of character. And that's just who he was. He was a man of character. He was just a humble, sweet kid that very ambitious and just want that American dream. You know, we migrated from Jamaica. And that's why my sister was saying he wanted to go to Jamaica. He loved going to Jamaica to visit family or just being around his culture and just, you know, embrace who he was as a person, as an individual. And he was just amazing. He was amazing.
He was indeed. I hate that I never got a chance to meet him, but I honor you, Charmaine, for the amazing job of giving DJ and in addition to Anthony and Chloe the foundation to make them the people who they are, who David was and who Anthony, I'm sure, will achieve those same heights that Josiah was striving for and Chloe herself. So thank you for who you are and what you've done, an amazing job as a single mom taking care of three amazing children.
They made it easy. They made it very easy for me. They knew the value of an education, and they not just wanted to make me proud, which they did each and every day, but they also wanted to achieve the goals that they set for themselves. And that's what he was doing, and that is what Anthony and Chloe will continue to do. And they'll honor their brother each and every day. Yes.
Mm-hmm. True. So much has come out of the death of David Josiah Lawson. I see the good that has come out of it. Here in this community, we're having difficult conversations about race and discrimination and just treating people with respect and compassion. And I call that the bitter blessing of this tragedy. And I'm sure Josiah's name, his legacy will live on through the good that will come of this tragedy. We're almost out of time, but I would like to get just a closing word from Amira and Keisha, and then we'll wrap up with you. So, Amira, if you can say just a few words, just tell our community what you want people to remember about your nephew.
What I'd like them to remember is just how great of a spirit he was. He was amazing. He made people smile. He made his family proud. I mean, he was pretty much one of the first grandsons to actually be accepted to a university. So I just want the community to know that this was a special kid. And if anybody could help, you know, get this case closed, because we need time so now that we can heal, because my sister has to keep going up there and relive this. So if you guys could just please help as far as so our family can get closure and let DJ's legacy live on, that would just be, and that'd be awesome.
So, Keisha, why don't you tell the listeners, if people have information, if they'd like to go to the police, what is the number where we can call?
Yes, there's a phone number of 826-480, or you can email KHSU Magazine.
Oh, wait. This number right here.
Sorry. If you could please call the Arcata Police Department at 707-822-2428 or message us on hashtag Justice for Josiah and let us know, or call Shelly Mack.
And
I
will give that number at the end of the program. So any closing words from you, Charmaine?
Yes, I would definitely like to thank Humboldt County, the residents of Arcata. They have been so supportive. I've gotten so many emails and just outpour of love and support, just standing behind my son, even those that didn't know him. Just wanting justice, and that's what we all want for my son. My son definitely should have never happened to my son or any other parent's child. And we just want to get some form of closure so that we can try to move forward. And we are asking the community, anyone with any information, please come forward so that we can start the healing process and try to move forward.
Well, Charmaine and Keisha and Amira, thank you for joining me, and thank you for continuing to strive to achieve justice for your son, Josiah. And above all, thank you for your continued strength.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank everyone who contributed to today's KHSU Magazine. Thank you to Dan Wargo and Fred McLaughlin for the KHSU community calendar. Thanks to our magazine producer, Katie Whiteside. And also thanks to Charmaine Lawson, Keisha Weaver, and Amira Acuna. To get more information about the case and the mission and objectives of the Justice for Josiah campaign, go to justiceforjosiah.com.